We are talking about Shlach Lecha. The name of the section in the Bible is Shlach Lecha. Shlach Lecha mean, Shlach mean to send, Lecha mean for yourself. Basically, those of you who are familiar with the Bible, it's a story, and I would like to tell you first about the story. God started a conversation with Moses. Moses is the leader. And he said to Moses, send for your own good people so they can tour the land of Canaan. They don't call it the land of Israel at the time. They call it Canaan. Canaan. The word Canaan, that's the name of Israel of today. That I'm giving to the people of Israel. And you should send them to go ahead and find out about Israel. And Moses is giving them an interesting command. He said to them, why don't you go and tour Israel? And when you come back, I need to hear a report if there is walls or there isn't. And if it's fat country or thin country, meaning if they have food or not. And if there is a tree there or not. And please bring some fruit from the land. And the story continued. When they tour Israel, and when they came back, 10 of them came back with bad report, and 2 of them came with a good report. But again, 10 versus 2, we got a problem when you are in front of almost 1 million people. 10 are screaming how bad it is, and 2 try to quiet them down. Actually, 1 tried to quiet them down. The other one was just there to listen. And of course, you know what happened. Everybody started crying and complained to Moses. How dare you took us out of Egypt. Of course, the normal verse. Let's go back to Egypt. Moses and Aaron, his brother, was so embarrassed. And Joshua, one of the spies that came back, they disagree with them, start crying with them. And they told him and the other spy, Caleb, said it was actually a good land. Why you do that? And of course, when majority of people are dysfunctional spiritually, they something is wrong there. It's very difficult for 2 to win the 10. And at that point, Moses go back to God, and God saying to Moses, you know, I don't think that those people have a chance. Why don't we erase those people? We keep only 3, you and the other 3, and we start a new nation. And of course, Moses say, no way. No way you do that, because it's giving you a bad name, God. You know, that you couldn't handle the wrong people. Which that comment by itself is a problem. I mean, why does God care what people think? And unfortunately, right after that, there is a plague, a real crucial or terrible disease. And only the 2 spies that spoke good stay alive, and the rest of the spies die. And the people who went with the other spies die as well. So, but you know, when things like this happen, nobody's seeing. So then the rest of the people say, you know what? Let's do it. Let's go to Israel. Moses tell them it's not the time. You can only go when the divine, when God is telling you to go. That's not the time. They did anyway. And of course, they die in a war. And at that point, there is quiet. There's an odd quiet. And it's a rough situation that this parasha has to offer. As I say in the beginning, Bamidbar is a rough book in the Bible, the 4th book of Moses, because there is all the complaint there. What is going on here, my friend? And why we need to read about something that happened almost 4,000 years ago, about a group of people that brought negativity into the rest of the nation, and the day that they come back was the 9 degree of the moon of Leo. Those of you who are knowing the day as the 9 of Av, it's a day that become negative for the rest of our universe. The 2 temples being destroyed exactly in the same day. the final solution, the Inquisition, and there is a list of all the bad things that can happen to humanity, start exactly in the ninth degree of the month of Av. Why? Because a group of people couldn't find the good within the land of Israel. We need to give an opinion. We need to understand that. What is the lesson for us? What is the lesson for us? What is it? And my friend, if one of us is a weak, that we all need to make an effort to find the good. And it doesn't mean that you tell your husband to find the good in you if you are his wife. And if you are the husband, doesn't mean that she find the good in you. The point is to find the good within the people that don't see the good in you. That's finding the good. And the spy, as we called them in the beginning, the tourist, they don't go into Israel as a spy. They go into Israel as a tourist. It's a latur et haaretz. The verb is latur. Latur, similar to English, tour. Tour, like English, mean tourist. To tour Israel. Latur is mean to tour. Same words, it's amazing in Hebrew. And then when they came back, they called him a spy. Of course, what's the difference? You heard a thousand times from me. Meaning that the person is shifting his consciousness, her consciousness, whoever is doing it, from looking for the good to look for the bad. Why? Why? Why we do that? I don't know about you. I'm doing it many times. And I have to ask myself, why am I doing it? Why am I doing it? Why am I finding the bad? Why am I finding the bad? Why can't I just, it's good, it's perfect, and it's going to be perfect? What is about us that sometimes we fall into that category of spy to find the bad? Are you more happy when you think it's good and you find that it's good? Or are you more happy when you think it's bad and you're finding it bad? Tell me, when are you more happy? When you're super suspicious over something and you find that it's bad? Or when you're super excited about good and it happened to be the truth? And I don't have the answer for you. I mean, I can share my opinion. My opinion is not an answer. My opinion is my opinion. And I think, to my poor opinion, that when you are thinking bad, then you don't have to do something about it because it is bad. And when you don't have to do something about it, you just continue with life. Basically, you're falling from being responsible to being oblivious. You ever saw people that you gave them a responsibility and they become oblivious? We are now experience, a discovery. Our planet is changing. People ask me, is it going to be good or bad? It's always going to be good, and it is good now. It is already good. Sometimes the cover of that good, as I wrote in my book, The Laughing Billionaire, is tough. But it's always good. It's always good. It's always good. I had many master, many rabbi in my life. One of the rabbi that I spent a holiday with, I was the only one next to him, and he asked me, we were in Jerusalem together, and he asked me for the meditation if I could get him a bunch of myrtle leaves. And he asked me that it will be a certain size. I couldn't find it. So I bought a lot so it would look good. Even though a lot didn't measure the size that he asked me to buy. After midnight, when he wake up to study, I was awake. His children were sleeping. We were sitting together looking over Jerusalem. Just me and him. And he told me, Eliyahu, can you please bring me those myrtle branch? I said, listen, I'm not sure you want to see them. They're a little short. I said, how short? Short. Bring them. So he take it from my hand and he start patting them. Any padding them? He look at me. Any padding them? And he keep telling them, you are the most beautiful myrtle branch I've ever seen. You are the most beautiful myrtle leaves I've ever seen. You are the most beautiful myrtle. And then we put them aside. In the morning we wake up early, sunrise, for the meditation of the morning. And I look at the myrtles, and I size them. I size them with my fist. How many fists can go in? That's how I size it. And all of a sudden, from having, it was 4 fists, it become 6 fists, my hand. And I ask, does anybody sneak in a different branch? I said, no, it's yours. I saw that lesson for me. Then when you tell something it's good, it's become good. When the last time you look in the mirror and you say to yourself, I'm good. I'm so beautiful. I'm good. I'm so smart. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm capable. I can do that. I can do that. I'm beautiful. I can do that. I can do that. I'm beautiful. I can do that. When the last time you say to somebody you love, the spy couldn't pass this test. When they came back with a bad report, they didn't lie. They tell the truth. Everybody tells the truth. Negative people tell the truth. But their truth is negative. It's not about a lie. It's about the truth that can go wrong. When your eyes are dirty with so many negativity, you become from a tourist to a spy. You no longer find the good. It's like you're going to the same restaurant every week. First time you go there, you are excited. Smell the people. Now we can't even go. Second time you go, nice. Third time you go, the table is moving a little bit, shaking. Fourth time, the waiter is not so fast. Fifth, food is cold. Sixth, not so clean. Seven, they don't have a fork. Eight, they forget napkin. Nine, the napkin doesn't match your pants, you know, with the black and white napkin. After 20 times, you already, this restaurant, I don't like it anymore. And you tell the truth. You are telling the truth. But your truth is being poisoned. It's not about a lie. The spy didn't lie. It was giant in the land of Israel. It was problem in the land of Israel. But what you want to focus on? Joshua and Caleb. Joshua get a blessing for Moses. Moses said to him, I'm going to change your name from Moshea to Joshua. What is Joshua meant? God will support you. So Moses gave him the name. And when Moses gave him the name, he gave him the staff as well. So he could not be poisoned by negative consciousness. What about Caleb? He didn't get anything. Rabbi Isaac Luria is telling us that Caleb was a reincarnation of Eliezer, the servant of Abraham. And he get a chance to be spiritual. Servant doesn't mean just a slave. Servant mean that he was addicted to whatever make him enslaved, whatever it is, drugs or ego, whatever it is. So you get a second chance as a reincarnation. And what did he do, Kalev? What is Kalev did? If you read the story, he ran to Hebron. He ran to his master Abraham, to his grave, and said, "Master, my consciousness has been poisoned. I cannot see the good anymore. It's not about that I lie. Of course we don't lie. Those people were righteous. They couldn't lie. They couldn't lie. But what is your eye see? If your eye see only bad, you've been poisoned. If you make an effort to see the good, you change from being a spy to a tourist. If you make an effort to see the good, you change from oblivious to responsible. But if you, on the way to your mission, you see the good, and when you arrive to the mission, you see the bad, you're no longer capable to control it. You're going to see the bad every day. There is a story. I heard that story from Shimon. There is a story about a couple, husband and wife. And the wife make a pancake for her husband Sunday. And then she looked through the window and she see the house across the street. In those days they used to put the laundry outside. And she say, "Why is this lady doesn't know how to wash her clothes? It's so dirty." And that happened every week. Every week, my friend. Every Sunday. After 6 months, pancake on the table, look at the eyes of her husband, kiss him on his cheek, look through the window, and after 6 months, all of a sudden, the laundry is perfectly clean. She said to her husband, "Finally, my neighbor got the idea how to wash her clothes." Said the husband to her, "No, honey. What happened? Last night, I decided to wash our window. So because the window is clean, I can see the laundry clean." A lot of time when you don't see the good in thing, it's not necessarily because it's not good. It's simply because my eyes is dirty. The question, are you ready to clean your eyes? Are you ready this week to see the good? What if I tell you that if we have a strong amount of people, commit this week, at the end of this week, Mercury is going to retrograde. A lot of things will happen additionally to the other retrograde that we have. But we can turn it. We can make it good. But you need to believe in my words, what I tell you, we can turn it. Will you join me to do it together? If we do it together, we can turn this whole virus, this whole protest situation and breaking window and burning store into something very positive. But we have to see the good. We got to find the good in it. Because it's not just the United States. The world is burning right now. People are angry. There is chaos. But within that, there is a blessing. Find the blessing. And if you have enough people doing it together, if you have enough people doing it together, that what look like a curse, change to a good thing. It's all up to you. The purpose of those spies were to go to Israel and find the good. And that's why that land called first Canaan. What does Canaan mean? Surrender. You gotta surrender yourself. Surrender yourself. Surrender that little ego. Surrender the need to control. Surrender the need that you know better than everybody else. Surrender these things. Enough with that. Enough with that ego. I know better. Surrender that. That's what the land of Israel represents. So why is it called Israel? Why do they, we don't call it Canaan? Because that person named Jacob, his name changed to Israel. His children of children called Israel. And they came from Joshua to the land of Canaan. And the name changed to Israel. What does Israel stand for? Li Rosh, the head is mine. Meaning once you surrender yourself, then that land become Israel. It's not just in the land of Israel. Whatever you live in Naples, in Rome, or in Chicago, or in Zimbabwe, it doesn't matter what the land is. Are you surrender that need to find the bad, and I'm going to find the good in it. I'm going to find the good in it. That's my power. And when you do that, my friend, together, there's nothing, nothing that can stop us. I'm giving you homework, my friend. Find me these 101 people, 101, should be actually 111. The number 11 have to be there. 111 people. One of you have to take charge. You don't involve Debbie in it. And when we find these 111 people, that you tell me the day we meet, and we sit together here, and we going to speak about the good in this time, all everything you see around you will be gone. If you find the good in it, everything you see, alone you can't do it. Neither do I. We need a group. 111 people is the number. Find those 111 people that are willing to do this meditation together. And I'm giving you that. Virus disappear. Problem disappear. Find me those 111 people to do it with me. And I can show you how the miracle work. Nobody can do miracle alone. There is a group who can do it together. And if somebody make miracle alone, either the name is Moses, or either you've been looking at witchcraft. 111 people together. That's the number, my friend. Get me that amount. Put yourself together. I'm giving you a miracle. Going back to our subject. Moses is asking, when you go to the land of Israel or Canaan, you have to find out if there is tree or there isn't. Why is Moses looking for a tree? Does Moses like fruit? Was he vegan? What is this tree? And the words he's using, Ayesh ba'etz im ayin. Is there is tree there or there isn't? If you put those words together, and hopefully those of you who don't speak Hebrew will make an effort to understand it, Ayesh ba'etz im ayin, and hopefully our people will do editing to the video so you can see it. It's the same word is Ishiani. It's the same words that Chava, Eve, used when she blamed the snake for seducing her. So what is Moses saying? Moses sending them with a code. Are you finding the tree of life there? Are you finding the spiritual consciousness there? Or there isn't? It wasn't about the tree. Of course there is a tree of life in Israel. But can you find it? Can you find it? Of course there is tree of life in your life right now. Can you find it? Of course there is good things in your life. Can you find it? That's all question. Can you find your own tree of life? If there is one thing that prevent you from finding this tree of life, there is one major thing that can prevent you. You want to know what it is? It's a simple thing. No, it's not the ego. When you lie, yes, I say, when you lie, you consider yourself a liar or not? It's a question you have to ask yourself. And let me read to you something, one of the great Kabbalists who lived. I was in his grave in Ukraine. He was very sharp, but too tough. He was a very tough teacher. His name is Rabbi Pinchas. And they ask him, what was difficult for you to overcome as a spiritual master? And that's what he wrote. I'm reading from what he wrote to his student. He say, nothing was hard for me. Just overcoming being a liar. Can you imagine? One of the greatest master of Kabbalah was working on not to lie. And look at what he wrote to his student. 13 years. 13 years it took me. I broke all my bones and then I made it. It took 13 years not to be a liar.
It doesn't make sense. We are talking about Rabbi Pinchas. We talk about one of the greatest Kabbalists. The student of the Baal Shem, those of you who know who he was. 13 years. And he continued in his letter. 21 years, I tried to be as true as I can be, as honest as I can be. 7 years took me to know what is the truth. 7 years I kicked the lie away from me. And another 7 years, I'm allowing the truth to go into my heart. So altogether, after the 13 years, took him another 21 years to connect to the truth. Why am I reading it to you? As I'm reading that section, it's shaking my body. I want to believe I'm honest. I want to believe I'm the truth. I want to believe I'm not lying to myself or to others. I want to believe. But lies and truth are relative. We don't know when we lie. We don't know when we tell the truth. The one thing we know, my friend, when you have a teacher, a mentor, a strong one, then that teacher can tell you, are you real? For that reason, one of the things that you must do for your teacher, you must. And that's why I always tell people, have only one teacher. It's called confession. What is a confession? Confession is when you speak about your negativity and your teacher hear it. How do you know that's the right teacher? When you confess what you did, they cry with you. They cry with you. Because they're cleaning all your negativity by listening to you. Their ears in Kabbalah called Bina. Your mouth called Malchut. So when Malchut go up to Bina, go up to that level, it gets clean from all negativity. If you cannot do this confession with the master, with the teacher, then that negativity stays inside. And two things can happen. Either you become a worse liar, or what you look at, that positive thing that you're looking at, start to look negative. So Moses is asking the spy, is there is tree there or not? What is he asking them? He's asking them, do you see the good? And if they cannot see the good, they cannot connect to the land of Israel. It's difficult. You know, there is a psychological syndrome. You should read about it. I think it's called Jerusalem syndrome. It's called Jerusalem syndrome. It's a weird thing. Nobody understands why it happened. And it's a psychological thing. When people move to Israel, after 3 months or more, if they live in Jerusalem, they start to believe that they are the Messiah. You should read about it on Google. It's an amazing concept. None of us can truly understand it. Why? But it's a thing when you start to see the good in you and not good in others. When you think you are the Messiah, what does that mean? Everybody else is bad and I'm special. I knew one guy like this who moved from Brazil. He had enough money, so he bought an apartment across from the Kotel, across from the Western Wall. After 4 months, he started blowing the horn, the shofar, and announced that he is the one, was the Messiah. He started losing his mind slowly, slowly. When he met with me, I told him, why don't you take a break and go to New York a little bit? He didn't listen to me, unfortunately. His life just went in chaos every day, worse and worse. Why am I telling you this? You gotta see the good in the land of Israel, but not just in the land of Israel, as it is in your land, in your business, with your wife, with your husband, with your kids, with everything that it is. If you are strong enough, even within the virus, see the good. Even within the thing that not working, see the good. This morning, as every morning in the last 4 months, my children and me are going to the street, we're opening a table, and we pray for the people. So we always have 10 men joining us. And those 10 men are with us for the last 4 months. 5 minutes before we're going outside, we get a text that none of them will be there. And it was very sad for me, it hurt me a little bit, that they didn't tell us that they're not going to be there. So I couldn't organize myself for that. And of course it has to happen this week from all week. We were strong, my sons and me, and we went with a table outside. And my son asked me, why table if you know nobody going to be there? I said, we will have 20 minutes just to see the good in it. We're going to find the good within it. It was fun. It actually felt good. Two people arrive. And then today, my friend Mac asking me, when can we do a vital Shabbat? Everybody missing it. I said, we can do it in the street. I don't mind. So when you find the good in things, things start to change. We have power with our mind. Now to change the whole globe, we need 111 people. I can't do it alone. I need 111 people. We're going to do a meditation and then we can do it. You set up the day, you set up the time, I'm there for you. And I will direct it for you. I will tell you what to do exactly. But you got to bring the people. It's a one session we're going to do together with 111 people minimum. If it's more, it's going to work. Less, it's going to be difficult. We can do it, but it will be very difficult. 111 people is the number, remember. You bring them, we're going to make a change in the world. It's up to you. I leave it. It's up to you. So again, it's important. It's important that you raising your consciousness this week from oblivious to responsible, and not to fall from being responsible to being oblivious. It's a very, very important thing that I want you to understand. For that reason, Moses is asking the spy, do you see the tree? Do you see the tree in your life? When you look at your wife, when you look at your husband, you know, one of my favorite movie, it's called A Family Man. I don't know how many of you saw this movie. It's a love story with Nicolas Cage and I think Leonie, Tia Leonie, her name. And there is a moment there when he looked at her and he said to her, you're so beautiful. And she thinks he's joking. And he keeps saying, you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And every time I'm seeing it, I'm crying. My kids look at me, I say, you're still crying for that? I say, yes, it's very emotional for me. But why am I really crying? Is that after many years that they're married, he find the good. I don't know if you saw the movie. It's a great movie to understand what I'm talking about, to find the good in everything. He was a billionaire. And he couldn't see one good things about his life. And then he become poor. And he saw all the great. It's not the money that make you see good things. It's a decision in the mind. It's a decision in the consciousness. Please make an effort to see the good this week. Please. I'm begging you. Don't insult the virus. The virus has a life of its own. The virus, it didn't come to kill us. The virus came to unite us. The virus has a mission. The virus had never had the mission to kill so many people. The virus has a mission. How can we make this universe a better place to be? How can we make people closer to each other? That's what the virus is doing. The protests are fighting over injustice. They came to bring this consciousness of injustice that happened toward people of color, or toward Jewish, or toward Muslim, or toward something. Injustice. Everything that you see that seems negative, it's for that. The people that broke to their store, so sad. I'm totally against it. But it happened. And if it happened, there is a message there too. Maybe you're not sensitive to everybody around you who don't have food, who don't have money, and you have so much. You have to look at life not from the point of right or wrong. It's wrong of people breaking into your store and burning it. It's absolutely wrong. But it still happened. So what's good about it? It still happened that this morning I was outside in the street with my children and nobody even told us they're not coming and they left. all these things that you're going through, the tough part you're going through, as a blessing in it. We are surrounded by blessing. And I'm begging you to find the blessing within the negative. I'm begging you. I'm not asking you. I'm begging you. Because we can solve the problem of the world by just finding the good and the bad. I would like to read one of my favorite sections in the Zohar in this week reading. Rabbi Shimon, the author of the Zohar, I don't need to tell you who he was. And Rabbi Shimon is meditate. I'm in verse 184. Rabbi Shimon is meditate. And he see all the spiritual student. And he elevate himself a little bit to a highest level. So he said to him, son of Yochai, they don't even call him by the name. Son of Yochai, do not be afraid. Be happy. You're in the highest level a human being never arrive here. Just study and keep meditate and continue. He raised his eyes and then he saw a light in heaven. Of course, it's not physical light. He lowered his eyes from fear and he raised his eyes again. He saw the light. Then he saw the dead light becoming inside his house, and the light has the shape of the holy temple in Jerusalem. He started being so happy, and then this light disappeared. Then two messengers arrived, and they found him with his head between his knee. Amrulo, they told him, Shalom Alecha Adoni, Master. The two messengers from heaven coming down, and they say Master, they call him Master. Hello to the one that the upper angel, the lower angel, the upper soul, the lower soul, everything want to say hello to him first. That's Rabbi Shimon. Please rise, they tell him. He rise, and he was happy to see him. They tell him, do you understand how much light the divine want to give you? Some of you are wondering, why am I telling you this story? Rabbi Shimon was a person that couldn't see the bad. He couldn't see the bad. He was buried half of his body in the dirt without clothes for 13 years. So when he left, after he wrote the Tikkuni HaZohar, that's why Debbie and me spreading the Tikkuni HaZohar to every corner of the world. And if you know any corner that don't have Tikkuni HaZohar, let us know. That's the section that he wrote. Because in Tikkuni HaZohar has a power to make all of us see the good. He came out of the cave. His body was all holes from being in the dirt for 13 years. Rabbi Pinchas, his father-in-law, looked at him. Said, oh my God, that I see you like this. I'm so embarrassed to see such a righteous man with the shape of a body like that. He answered to him, you should be happy to see me like that. Because if you don't see me like that, I wouldn't be what I am. And what the explanation? Rabbi Shimon didn't see the bad in the bad situation he's in. His body was falling apart. He saw that his body has to undergo that situation so he can reveal that book called Tikkuni HaZohar. They continue talking to him. Those are two spirits, I want you to understand, or two angels. They tell him, listen, the master above of that school, he just say hello to you, I want you to know. And he know that we are a messenger to you. And every night we have a lecture. And every night we study something new. So he said to him, I'm begging you, give me one new thing you studied last night. So we're not allowed to reveal them to human being. It's only people who die and angel who can study that. And he said, but there is one thing we can reveal to you. He said, please, I'm begging you, reveal to me. And that's what they revealed to him. Whoever is good luck is not coming in one place. He should change his location immediately. If you feel that wherever you are is not good, change. V'iskesham, and you're going to do it. Etadolek is like a tree, a piece of wood that brings fire, and the light is not coming there. You shake it. You know what I'm talking about? When you check this piece of wood, there's a little fire in it. What happened? The fire catched the little piece of wood. And then you have light. It's a, that was the discussion last night. That when things don't work in a human being's life, you have to change. Now, it's not just physical location. You have to change the behavior. You have to change direction. You have to change your clothes. You have to change everything. Do not be afraid of change. Do not be afraid of not changing. And it's a, we continue, but then the master above, the master not mean God, the master was the teacher. He said, go and say hello to Rabbi Shimon, and that's why we couldn't continue listening to the rest of the lecture. They tell him, Chassid Kadosh, Master Rabbi Shimon, you need to know up there in heaven, we don't talk a lot. Everything is short. They give one word, and everybody understands that one word. Everything is kitzur and imratz. But the one word contain the whole study. Because ken lanu sfekot, we don't have doubts like you guys. We don't have doubts, we don't have negativity up there. So one word, you just say light. In the word light, there is the meaning of all the entire book. You guys are blocked because you have doubts, you have negativity, you have lies. You can't see everything. So if we tell you one word, you have to talk for 3 hours. We, one word, is the meaning of everything. Why am I telling you this in this reading? To let you understand how important is the value of seeing the good. Now, we were in the middle of a lecture that the Rav Mitifta, the master of that school, will teach us about the soul. Why sometimes one soul shines in one body, but doesn't shine in another? But we don't have the merit to listen, because we've been messenger to you. But we promise, when we go back to our teacher, and we get permission, we will tell it to you. You are so lucky, Rabbi Shimon, they tell him, Shezachita leorot tumim mekol hatzadim, that you merit so much light, above and below. Rabbi Shimon hold them and said, one second before you go, can I ask one question? Can you imagine, Rabbi Shimon didn't ask him any questions so far. So what is this one question you want to know so much? Davar echad ratziti ladat. I want to know only one thing. What do you think did he ask? Im tuchlu lehodi ali. If you ask permission for your teacher to tell me. Say yes. Nashim, women, ba'olam ha'u, in this world, after they die, im zuchot la'alot lemala, are they going the same like men? Is it the same? Or echem sham? Or how they look like there? Is there a difference between men and women? Amar lo aha rabbi. Aha rabbi. They look at him. Say, master, master. Yesh lanu beze sod yakar, it's a top secret master. Rak en legalot et astarim misham. We're not allowed to share this specific secret. But please, one of us can go and ask for permission, because this is one of those things we not reveal to human being. One of them disappeared and gone. And in a second, he came back. He said, listen, I was about to ask that question, but I found all of them sitting in circle, because it was the judgment over one human being that just died. And they don't know what to do with him. He was a perfect human being. Perfect. But he only did one bad thing. And they didn't know what to do with him. So, because he was a perfect human being, he deserved to go to the school that's called heaven. But, He did one bad thing. He asked, what is this bad thing he did? He said, well, one day he was sitting and everybody was studying, and the teacher was about to teach something, and he saw that his teacher is about to do a mistake, and he didn't stop him from doing that mistake, and the teacher became embarrassed of everybody because he didn't stop his teacher not to get embarrassed in front of everybody. And because of that, they don't know if they allow him to go to heaven. One thing he did. And say, who was the judge? He said, the Messiah. They tell him, listen, we're going to go up and we come back with an answer about women. They give him something to read. He read it all night. He finished reading it. And in the morning, the paper disappeared. It was gone. I mean, verse 192. They came back. And they came back so excited, say, Rabbi Shimon, only because of you, they let us see secret that we never been allowed to see. They permit us to go. Not only they permit us, they send us to say hello to you. And they say that your place in heaven, it's so beautiful. They're all waiting for you to study from you. Nobody allowed to get closer to that chamber. And because we asked question in your name, they allowed us to go and see the place of the women. And let me tell you what's going on with the women. There is one chamber there. That in charge of this chamber is Batya. Batya, the daughter of Pharaoh. Surrounding but tens and hundreds of thousands of women that only do good. And each woman has everything she wants, bli dochak. 3 times a day, Moses passing by, and Batya come out. She see Moses and she bow to him. And she say, lucky me that I saw the good in this person when he was a baby. Then Batya coming back, and the clothing is a clothing of light. And all the women sitting with her. Another chamber, there is a woman by the name of Serach Bat Asher. Serach, the daughter of Asher. She have hundreds of thousands of women with her. And when Joseph passing by, she's standing up and she bowed to him. What did she do right? What is the bother? She told his father that he's alive. That's it. Simple thing. She told Jacob, his father, when Joseph, nobody could find him and he thought he was dead, she was the first one to tell his father that he is alive. Simple thing, guys. She saw the good. She saw the good. Another chamber, Yocheved, the mother of Moses. Hundreds of thousands of women with her. And all what she does is she sing how good is everything around her. And they're all singing there. It's a chamber of music. And this is the sound that come in heaven. When you wake up after midnight, you can hear that sound. Another chamber, you have Deborah, the prophet. Also there is a chamber of music. What can I tell you, Rabbi Shimon? They say, we can't believe, because of you we could see the good. And those women is a level that we cannot even grasp. Above them, you have 4 chambers that we're not allowed to get in. They didn't allow us. Is the chamber of Rachel, Leah, Rebecca, and Sarah. It's above of our level. We cannot go in. And every night, They're all coming together, the female and the male, and they have intercourse after midnight. The same like the body as here. Harabi, harabi. Im lo haita ben Yochai, lo haya nimsar legalot. Whoa, whoa, Rabbi Shimon, they say. If you were not Rabbi Shimon, we couldn't see it as an angel. And every night when there is intercourse, there is souls of children coming down to the world to be born. And if the intercourse here is pure, they get the benefit to get one of those children into the body of the physical woman. Why am I sharing this with you, my friend? Why? So much good there is in the world. So much good. This universe is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. This universe is all the good. We become blind. We become liar. We become people that can't see the good. They give us coffee, it's too bitter, it's too sweet. We're too fat, we're too thin, we're too tall, we're too short. We're too vegan, we're too much meat. This is not the work, my friend. My friend, this is not the work. The work is to see the good. Please. We have to pray for the divine. We have to pray for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to unleash the good in us to see the good. To cry, to beg, not to give up until I see the good. I want to see the good. I want to see the good in everything. You know, there is a Kabbalist by the name of Rav Zusha. When he was born, he was born as a prophet. He could see everything. But when people come to see him, he could see all their negativity and then fix it for them. Because he starts seeing the negativity and start fixing it for them, he started judging them. He came in front of the Creator, said, Master of the world, I'm begging you, take away the prophecy for me. I don't want it. I don't want to see that type of truth. And help me just to see the good in those people that I see. His brother, Rabbi Elimelech, wrote an old prayer where he said, Master of the world, we're begging you, we don't want to see the bad in our friend. We want to see only the good. We go into meditation now. And if you cry, this is the time to cry. Because when we fight with our friend, we fight only because we see the bad in them. Everything has good and bad. When you see the good and bad, you connect to the tree of knowledge of good and bad. When you see only the good, you found the tree that Moses was talking about. That's called Etz HaChaim, Tree of Life. Let's together find the good. Please, God, help us to find the good. Help us to find the good. Help us to find just the good. And if your eyes don't let you see the good, beg the Creator. Please, don't take my sight away, God forbid. Just fix it so I can see the good. I want to see the good in people. I want to see the good.